naturalist. He had some funky ideas about how we exist, and he thought a lot about what makes living things the same. Natural selection, evolutionary change.
Now, pre-Darwinian science was influenced heavily by theology. It was believed that all organisms were created simultaneously by God, and all life forms were unchanging from the moment of their creation. Darwin thought, this can't be!
It was 1831 when the Beagle sailed the sea on the voyage that sowed the seeds for Darwin's place in history. They docked at Tortoise Island near some cactus by the shore, surrounded by Galapagos creatures they had never seen before. Finches' beaks weren't all the same, so Darwin gave the birds different names. And back to England with news for the king, the origin of species is a traceable thing.
And thus Darwinian science was developed. Evolution does occur. Evolutionary change is gradual and driven by natural selection. Every species alive today arose from a single original life form. Everything we have believed to this point is wrong.
On the origin of species, now Victorians be damned. Favor rule adaptation, oh, to live is to adapt. Competing for survival yields offspring of the strong. The weak don't eat, I guess they don't belong. Evolution is natural, it's theorized and factual. To think that all the birds we see playing in the brush once were fed by little dinosaurs, they've grown up so much.
Initially, there was much opposition to Darwin from religious thinkers and some scientists, but it was soon overcome. Evolution was accepted by the middle classes. The human race, the highest product of evolution, was now at the cutting edge of progress towards higher things.
4 million years now and the tree of life grows on. 99% of species have come and now they're gone. Assimilate to the affinities, we're all made up of dust. And it's okay to think this way, in God you still can trust. Sometimes it's dangerous to stay in.